Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Do not be afraid, only believe. Jesus Christ. Hi, this is Jim, Wonder Reality. Thank you for listening. This is part 7 of Jesus Saves, Jesus Heals. How to receive a miracle. This is such an important topic for all of us, especially for those in need. If you're in need, if you have a loved one in need, our team lifts them up in prayer, and we want you to know we have compassion for your situation. And when I present these points, please know that I'm just trying to present the ideal and to present what I believe Jesus Christ wants us to know and to receive the revelation of. And I'm saying these things to myself as well. I need to put them into practice. I don't want to come across as some know-it-all or sound like I'm somebody who, you know, thinks they have all the answers and that I'm... No. I want to present what I think are important things. And I want to kind of go point by point. How to receive a miracle. This topic, miracles to us often as followers of Jesus, really as anyone, this topic is so intimidating to us. And so we view it as something maybe so impossible and so difficult, and that it might take 10 years, 20 years, 30 years to receive a miracle in these impossible situations, and it can be very intimidating. But please know, remember, everything about our walk with Jesus Christ is simple and easy and basic. So simple. And remember, Jesus said we must become like a child to receive the kingdom of God, to receive Him. The kingdom is Him, the glorious presence of Jesus the Christ. The verse at the beginning, do not be afraid, only believe. That's going to be point number two. Point number one, I've been emphasizing this in some of the early messages of this series. How do we receive a miracle? When we find Jesus Christ, we receive every miracle that we need. So we are not to seek the miracle. We are just to seek Him. Any healing we need, anything, and that includes physical, but it's any area. We are not to seek the miracle or the healing. We are just to seek Jesus Christ, the healer, the answer, the everything that we need is in Him. Remember, there's four phases. It's so important. Somebody can come to Jesus Christ and receive Him, but they're just a young babe in Christ, so we all need to continue on with Him. Now, number two, Jesus said, do not be afraid, only believe. Just believe. The emphasis is on just believe. It's that simple. Now, we as humans want to work for things. We want to do, where our human nature is, we want to do things ourselves. We want to do our own thing and work to receive things. But it's common sense, faith, reliance on God. He's everything. We're nothing. It's just common sense to rely on Him. If you think about it, even just objectively, we could work for 1,000,000 years and not accomplish anything. Because, I mean, us compared to Him, that's nothing. There's nothing we can do. So it's just relying on Him is so easy. It's like, wow, we get to rely on Him. So only believe, just believe. Jesus said, whatever you ask for in prayer, believing, you shall receive. The emphasis there, just believe. Like, if you're thirsty, just drink. If you want to breathe, just air, just breathe. And, you know, and if you want to see God's power in action, just believe. Number three, this is a revelation that comes from the great teacher and Christian leader, Kenneth Hagin, H-A-G-I-N. You can look him up on the internet. He has just dozens and dozens of books. Jesus came to him, and this is actually, I think he has a tract called How to Receive a Miracle, how to receive anything from God. Now, the four points that Jesus gave him were say it, do it, receive it, tell it. And let me say, many people disagree with what Kenneth Hagin presents, it's all in the words of Jesus Christ in the Gospels. I mean, Jesus said, whoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. There's the story of the woman who touched his robe and said, if I just touch his robe, I'll be healed. So that was the first thing. She said it. Then she went up and she actually touched his robe. She did it. Then she actually received the healing in her body after she touched it. And then she told people, Jesus healed me. I touched his robe and healed me. So that's a fascinating thing. And so let's remember that our words are important. You know, there's four stages there. Isn't that fascinating? Four stages. Say it, do it, receive it, tell it. You know, there's four phases of walking with him. You know, really there's three phases of walking with Jesus in the spirit realm. Three phases. I've talked about this in other messages, but it's so important because it's not just there. It's one of the whole messages of the Bible. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. The way, the truth, the life. He was talking actually about the three areas of the tabernacle. But Jesus, of course, is God Almighty. He's everything about Jesus Christ is divine and eternal and glorious and beyond what we can even comprehend. It's just so awesome. Glory to God forever. That he presents these truths. He says, I'm the way, the truth, the life. That's three phases, essentially. The way is the first phase. The truth is the second. And the life is the third. Amen. And remember, Jesus also said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open to you. That's the three phases of prayer, and also the three phases generally of walking with him in general. Amen. So now we're seeing this in several places. Amen. Back to the three phases of walking in the Spirit. That's in John chapter 3, John chapter 4, John chapter 7. In John chapter 3, born of the Spirit. Of water and the Spirit. John chapter 4. The living water that becomes a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life. Amen. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then the third phase, Jesus said, this is in John chapter 7, he said, if anyone believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Three phases. Now, if we add in the born again phase that's in John chapter 3, Well, that could be the very first phase. Then there could be four phases. I mean, you could argue that. We're not here to argue. We're here to just be in awe of God Almighty, of Jesus Christ, who would reveal these things to us, who would allow us to even spend even one moment with Him. But He is allowing us to spend eternity with Him. Amen. Four steps to receive a miracle. Say it. Do it. Receive it. Tell it. I don't think any human on earth has ever fully realized the potential of these truths that Jesus is presenting here, and we don't know how glorious these truths are. And I'm, you know, still I'm remember, all things are simple with Him. Everything is simple. So let's say somebody needs a physical healing. We all have needs, period. I mean, all of us. Some of us have a need of a miracle. And so if someone can say it, that, you know, Jesus is going to heal me. Do it. They do, you know, you've heard, do something practical, you know, do it. So let's think again about the woman. She said, if I only touch His garment, I shall be made whole. So she went and she actually had to get through the throng of people around Jesus and get and touch His garment. She did it. Then receive it. She received the healing in her body, and then she told it. She told the people that she came in contact with what Jesus had done. So that's a model for us. Thank you for listening. Let's remember, it's simple. It's, we seek Him, the healer. We receive all the healing that we need and want and desire and long for. He provides, He meets every need. Jesus said, he who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. Amen. He said, joy I bring to you, my joy I give to you, not as the world gives. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Till next time, thanks for listening.